You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Man United against West Brom next up. Man United 4-11. The draw 4-1 and West Brom are 8-1. Enhanced odds, Mkhitaryan to score, Man U to win from 13 to 10 to 6 to 4, and Rondon to score, West Brom to win, pushed out from 14s to 20s. Kellner will be back in that in his Las Vegas suite. What do you think of this one then, Tom? Because Man U are very short. West Brom typically, or in my mind at least, very, very solid at the back. But away from home, they can ship a fair few. And Pulis seems to have an attitude in these games of just kind of, right, fine, we're not too bothered about this because we will win the games that we need to win. That said, they're only 9 points behind Man U going into this.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, it's been an unbelievable season for West Brom. And we've kind of made that point a few times this season. He's exactly right about Pulis. They win the game. They target the matches that they're expected to win, and they go and win those games. Bar a few hiccups, more often than not, they get that job done. But away from home, as you mentioned, they're not great. 3 wins from 14 away matches. And they have been a little bit more carefree, I think, in sort of their approach at home, which has left them more open away from home. But look at Manchester United. I mean, they've not lost a game in the Premier League since October, but they've drawn so many. I mean, they should, in theory, if you're reading out a stat like that, you'd expect the team to be, you know, much higher at the table, yet they're still in a bit of a scrap to finish in the top four. And at home, they've drawn 7 of the last 12 matches. Now, that is nowhere near up to scratch. And you take Ibrahimovic out of the equation. I think Paul Pogba's a doubt for this match. And I still think without Ibrahimovic, they've struggled a little bit to find or to really provide any answers for that particular problem. And I don't know. I'm really stuck on this game because on one hand, I'm looking at West Brom and think 8-1 for a team that, as you say, you know, aren't exactly a million miles behind Manchester United. That is a big old price. But I can't back them based on that away record. Can I see them scoring again? Probably the 2 goals I think they need to win the game. Probably not. So I'm going to play the draw here at 4-1. I think West Brom are more than capable of doing that. I'm still not convinced about Manchester United. This is exactly the kind of fixture that Manchester United have struggled in a little bit this season. So I'm going to play the draw. I also like potentially West Brom plus a goal at 2-1 as well. So you can take your pick from those two. But I definitely think West Brom are good enough to get a result.
Certainly not the best 4-11 I've ever seen, Derek.
Mm. No, I'm just close scrutiny of Man United's recent results don't give you much confidence in those kind of odds. I mean, you know, they beat Southampton about six or seven weeks ago in the cup final, but didn't play well. They were lucky there. They've beaten Middlesbrough since then, but nobody else. You know, there's draws against Bournemouth in there, a draw against Rostov, a defeat against Chelsea. Oh, they did beat Rostov in the return, but it was, you know, an unaccomplished performance. And the manager, you look at him now, the special one, I don't think so. The special once, maybe, but not anymore. I don't think he's got it right at United. They might still finish in the top four. They might still overhaul Liverpool because they've got games in hand. But, you know, that should be the least they've given the outlay in the summer. I mean, Mourinho this week was talking about how absurd it would be for Man United to bid for Neymar. You know, we can't buy those kind of players. This is the man who spent $90 million breaking the world transfer record on Paul Pogba, by the way. You know, the more he bleeds, the more distasteful Mourinho becomes. But he's still box office, I suppose. West Brom, their record at Old Trafford recently. They've been there the last few seasons. They've won twice there. And I said earlier in the season, I can't get a handle on West Brom. I can't read them. But we all read them right against Arsenal a couple of weeks ago. We all said, you know, OK, they look as though they've got the flip-flops on, but they'll raise it for Arsenal because there's no love lost between him, Pulis and Arsene Wenger. And sure enough, they did a number on Arsenal, played really well, great professional performance. They might well do that against Man United. 8-1 is certainly tempting. I might do the Phelps route and go and play safe and go for West Brom with a goal start at 2-1. I think that's a big price there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.